Hey everybody, this is Andrea Eppolito and we are together today celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love. I want to talk today about fear and the way that it can help us, the way that it can hurt us, and how we push through it as professionals and as people. And this is kind of an interesting topic because the last week and a half have been filled with situations that have given me anxiety or fear or just a general sense of heightened awareness. And it's happened both in my personal life and in my professional life. So because this is a wedding podcast and a business place, I really want to talk about the professional aspect of it first. I had a wedding this weekend. We had a really large budget. We were at about $500,000. And I will say this, it was extraordinary, a beautiful experience in every way that I could possibly think of. But I was incredibly nervous going into it because this is the first time in probably 8 years that I had not worked with any of the creative partners and vendors that we had brought on for this wedding. And when you're spending any amount of money and you're working with an unknown quantity, I think that there's a natural sense of fear of, gosh, I hope this goes well. But on top of that, none of the players had been working with each other. So we were at Aria, which is the crown jewel of the MGM. It's located Center Strip. It's a beautiful property, but it was my first time executing a wedding there. And it was Aria's first time doing a wedding of this magnitude, not to mention the fact that the girl who handles their catering is somewhat new to the property in terms of the last 6 months. So I've worked with her before. Her name is Amberly. She's incredibly good at what she does. She has a really great attention to detail and her level of execution is super, super high. But new property, new person at a new property, that was a little bit nerve-wracking. For floral and decor, I had tapped Javier Valentino Designs to actually do the florals for this. And Javier has been on the podcast before. You guys have heard from him. But having never done anything together, there was a part of me that wondered, is he going to produce on site at the level that I expect? Just because I think he's somebody who believes that more is more, and because he's somebody who's over the top, does that mean he's really going to be? And is his team, which is somewhat new together in terms of putting these things in place, are they going to move quickly enough? Are they going to have the skill and the sense of urgency to not only install this insane, incredible ceremony, but are they going to be able to repurpose it all and flip it in a way that is timely, beautiful, and neat so that the hotel isn't upset with how they leave their space? Dennis Kwan was our photographer. I adore Dennis. He's beloved in the industry and he's incredibly talented, but his way of working and mine, I didn't know if they were going to blend. And I spent the day somewhat micromanaging, saying like, hey, did you shoot this? Hey, did you get that? Hey, where's your second shooter? Only because I wasn't sure of what his process was. Larev Films was there. I mean, we had Palace Party Rental. We had Destinations by Design. We had two different musical groups. One flew in from Germany. One was here locally. It was just a lot. And I pride myself on being able to get a vibe on people and being able to kind of look at something and say, I think this is the right fit. But you never really know until it's done. And the question professionally is, do you let fear stop you from going out on a limb? And I don't think that it should. I think that when something happens and it creates another layer, people either crash and burn under the weight of the expectation, or they really rise to the occasion. In this particular case, everybody that worked with us really rose to the occasion. Everyone bought their A game. Everybody knew how important it was and how truly vital it was that we get this right for me, for each other, for the client. And it gave me an opportunity to stretch as a professional to make sure that I understood not just the people, but the businesses that I was partnering with, how they operate, what their standards were. And it gave me a chance to feel like a novice again. I mean, I've been in the wedding industry since I'm 15, but really actively in Las Vegas for about 20 years. And I think that sometimes we can all get really comfortable and we start feeling like, yeah, I got this. I've done it. I get it. Wedding, flowers, music. And you start checking boxes. When you put yourself in a situation that is new, when you bring new people onto the team and you give everybody an opportunity, it really put me, and I think it will put everyone else, in a place of, okay, this does put me back at ground zero. And now I have to be better. I have to be better at communicating to these new teams because we don't live in each other's head. I have to be better about managing the experience and the way that we all communicate. I have to be more diligent in making sure that the things that need to get done when and how they need to. So what I learned from it professionally is not to be as afraid to take chances with new teams that you possibly haven't worked with before. Now, separate from that, the design of this wedding was full of color. And not just one color where all of a sudden you say, well, everything is purple. So in a way, it kind of becomes a neutral. We had a midnight blue base. We had purple. We had lavender. We had pink. We had hot pink. We could not do really white or black because it was a Chinese wedding. And so those colors weren't going to be able to be incorporated the way that I would normally do them. And color has been one of those things that has scared me in the past because I was never fully sure of how to use it to communicate without feeling like it was so in your face. So doing something like that where the style and the color palette was new for me also kind of scared me. And it made me feel like, am I getting this right? And as much as I looked at online, as much as I read in books, what I really needed to do was sit with the other people that I had partnered with, especially floral and rentals, and say, let's look at the colors, let's render it out, let's demo it, let's layer it so that I'm really confident that when I walk into this room, it's going to be cohesive and that we're going to have a through line that tells a story in a way that people in the room can digest. I think that sometimes we're all trying to outthink the room and think like, well, what else can we do? What's new? What's weird? What's different? And we don't always trace it back to the origin point, which is our couple. And so between working with all new people and then having a design that I am not accustomed to really heightened just the level of overall nerves for me. And I'm so proud of the fact personally that I was able to do it. I'm so proud of the teams. And now I have all of these new resources that I can tap into to continue to push myself and to continue to push the community and the industry so that we can all grow in a way that's really meaningful and that feels intentional and it feels like we're doing the right thing in the right place on purpose. Now, at the same time that I was kind of dealing with all of these things for the wedding and having just, you know, that little extra edge, I got a phone call that my son was accepted into a charter school. And it's a charter school that we've been interested in for a couple of years. It's a lottery-based charter, and we have not made the list in the past. So to take a 9-year-old and remove him from his environment in really what's 3 months left of the school year gave me bad nerves. I mean, I had agita like, oh my God, is this the right thing to do? And I talked to my husband about it and he said, well, let's talk to him. So I sat down with my son and I asked him how he thought things were going in school. I asked him what he wanted in terms of the future and what his options were. And I've got a really bright kid. I've got a kid who thinks a lot and who lives inside of his head, but who is wildly mature beyond his years. And when I told him about this opportunity, there was zero hesitation. He just said, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I was like, really? And he said, yeah. He's like, this is a great opportunity. It gives me a chance to start from scratch and to be the best kid that I can be, to have the best behavior and to be the best student in a place where I am an unknown. And I think it's going to be really fun. And I let him make the decision. So today I went and I unenrolled him from the school that he's been at for more than half of his life. And I enrolled him to where tomorrow in the middle of the week, past the middle of the year, he is going to start a new school. And I cannot tell you how impressed I am by the fact that this kid is fearless, just 100% totally without any trepidation, and that he is so willing to jump headfirst into the unknown. And I thought, what a great lesson it is for me and for everyone else that when you're given an opportunity, you should not and you cannot let being afraid stop you from doing the thing that you want to do, from doing the thing that in most cases you probably have to do in order to move forward. The fact that this child is looking at me saying, A, what's the worst that can happen? B, I get to reinvent myself on my own terms. And C, if it doesn't work, I can always go back. How many of us in our businesses are so afraid to either say no to a potential client or to stretch and do something different, to join a new organization or to take a new class or to try something different online, because we are so afraid of the outcome for ourselves and for our business. We're so afraid of what other people are going to think and what they're going to say. And we're nervous, I think, just about A, our own ability, but B, the long-term effects on it. When really, if this podcast didn't take off, I could just take it down and I could stop publishing it. If my blog had a spelling error, I could fix it. If my YouTube channel was not well received, I can cancel it. Why are we as adults so afraid of doing something new? Is it because we're all kind of wounded and jaded and we're afraid? Is it because we're insecure? Is it because we're worried about what other people think? Maybe it's a combination of all of it, but how insane would it be for us to push through that fear and be able to do things anyway? Many years ago, I read a book called The Gift of Fear, and it was written by a gentleman named Gavin DeBecker. And the whole point of the book was using your kind of animal instincts, your survival signals, to protect you from violence. And it kind of said, like, your gut knows things before your head does. And we are all so worried about what the outside world is going to think of us that we try to rationalize the things that we're feeling inside. And this book really kind of inspires you and encourages you to listen more to your gut and less to your head. And I went back and I pulled some of the sections from this book because I thought it's been a long time since I read it. And as somebody who makes big $500,000 decisions on a very regular basis, I'm tasked and responsible for such tremendous purchases and outcomes and just decision-making in general, whether it's with my kids, my husband, my family, my business. I think sometimes I've gotten into my own head. And when I talk to other creatives, I hear how we're all so worried about doing stuff, when the reality is we really need to stop thinking so much. We need to stop being paralyzed by the fear of, oh my God, what if it doesn't work? And we need to just throw ourselves into whatever opportunity lives in front of us so that we can get better, not just for ourselves, not just for our clients, but for each other. Because the world is filled with normal and the world is filled with regular, and we see the same stuff on social media time and time again. And how incredible would it be if we all let that go and instead just focused on creating the most unique, intentional events and experiences that we possibly could. So I'm really proud of my child for being fearless. I'm so proud of myself and everybody that worked on this wedding because we all had to throw caution to the wind. We had to come together as one team, one dream, one community, and the results were extraordinary. So going into this week, I'm going to continue to push the boundaries. I'm heading to San Diego to check out some new properties and meet with some other planners and designers and see what the rest of the world is doing outside of my backyard. I am 2.5 weeks away from another wedding that's going to bring together teams that have not worked together in the past. And there's going to be a lot of growth this year. I really feel like 2019 is a year for us all to push the boundaries, to move past the things that we're afraid of, and to create a much more beautiful universe for all of us to live in. So I hope that this made you guys think. I hope that if there's anything that you're afraid of right now, that you do it, whether it's starting a relationship, ending a relationship, building something and putting it out into the world and letting the world comment on who you are as a person. And if you have any stories about fear, anything that you are working on right now, let me know. My email is going to be in the link. And I'm also going to link the Gift of Fear book, because if you haven't read it, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. And it is just as vital and important today as it was when it was written. So I hope you guys have a beautiful week. Thanks for joining in. Thank you for listening. And we will talk again soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.